Hello! We're glad you made it! Welcome to the future!
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two! There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah! Gonna go way out, way out. That's where the fun is, way out, way out. That's where the sun is, way out.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. Just like Paul, the balance of the Beatles, George, John, and Ringo also lent their talents to others. Of course, in so much as it applies to John and George, Paul had the advantage of longevity. John, like Paul, contributed to the Silky's cover of You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, and the Rolling Stones' We Love You, providing backing vocals and hand claps, all of which went uncredited due to record companies' contractual legalities. We Love You was the B-side to Dandelion.
Hi, this is John Lennon here. We'd like you to take a listen to Down in the Alley by Ronnie Hawkins. A great record and a great guy. And I like that. So let's hear it.
was great. Then when I was a teenager, I knew that I had got something going. All my friends told me I was great. Took me by the hand, and you know what she told me? I was great. I was in the greatest show on earth for what it was worth. I'm only 32, and all I wanna do is boogaloo.
Hey!
I looked in the mirror, I saw my wife and kids, and you know what they told me? I was great.
Clouds and you're gone. Lucy
station with plasticine porters with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Tomorrow.
John and Yoko met Ronnie Hawkins when he hosted them at his home just outside of Toronto during their 1969 World Peace campaign, recording a promotional radio spot intro for his Down in the Alley single. All ex-Beatles contributed to Ringo's 1973 self-titled LP in one way or another, and John's was I'm the Greatest, providing piano and backing vocals along with writing the track. The next two cuts were recorded during John's lost weekend period of estrangement from Yoko, Elton John's cover of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and David Bowie's Fame, providing guitar and backing vocals to both songs. John was credited as Dr. Winston O'Boogie on Elton's single, and as co-writer to Bowie's Fame. Each Beatle at one time or another employed a pseudonym. Last week, the show presented Paul's work with Steve Miller, crediting him as Paul Ramone, but he also used Apollo C. Vermouth, Bernard Webb, and Percy Thrillington. John was very fond of the Dr. Winston O'Boogie, but also Mr. Winston O'Reggae, Dr. Winston O'Gherkin, and many more. Which brings us to George, starting with his contributions to the Jack Bruce 1969 LP, Songs for a Tailor, on the track Never Tell Your Mother She's Out of Tune, where he was credited as LaAngelo Mysterioso.
When I hear that big black whistle, it blows, I feel inside it's time for me to be going. Fortunately, baby, I'm already gone before. When they say baby,
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. You listen so I don't have to.
George was paying back the favor of the British rock trio Ashton Gardner and Dykes, backing band duties on his Wonderwall LP, when he contributed guitar and production on their I'm Your Spiritual Breadman under the guise of George O'Hara Smith. The song was found on their second LP, the first for Capitol, the worst of Ashton Gardner and Dykes. Gary Wright was credited with keyboards on George's All Things Must Pass album. The Spooky Tooth alum, best known for the abysmal, and that's my opinion, Dreamweaver, Wright formed his band Wonderwheel for his second LP, Footprint, of 1971. George played electric and acoustic guitars, along with production on Stand for Our Rights. He was credited as George O'Hara.
I remember finding out about you every day. My mind is all around you. Looking out from my lonely room day after day.
day after day saw Top 5 in the U.S. becoming one of Badfinger's biggest tracks. Produced by George, he also supplied slide guitar. Leon Russell pitched in with piano. Before going out on his own, Bobby Whitlock was a part of Delaney and Bonnie and Friends and Derek and the Dominoes. His first solo LP, a self-titled package, didn't list any of the musicians' lineup. Back in My Life included Harrison, three quarters of Derek and the Dominoes, that being Whitlock, Eric Clapton, and Jim Gordon, along with Klaus Voormann on bass. And continuing the previous pattern with another cut from Ringo's 1973 self-titled album, the undisputed standout track, Photograph, co-written by Ringo and George, features Harrison on guitar, again Klaus Voormann on bass, and the Rolling Stones' Nicky Hopkins on keyboards. George was credited as son of Harry, and that was a Harry Nilsson reference on Dave Mason's 1973 LP, It's Like You Never Left. His contribution was only on the track If You Got Love. And speaking of Harry Nilsson,
here come the daylight, it's making me sad. Here come the sunlight, making me sad. Had a good time last night, best I ever had. Here come the sunshine, it's making me sad. So sad, so sad, so sad, so sad. Here come the daybreak, it's bringing me pain. It's causing me heartache, I wish it would rain. Had a good time last night, just me and my friends. But here come the daylight, and now it's the end. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Here come the daylight, it's bringing me down, causing me heartache, it's spinning my head around. Here come the daylight, it's bringing me pain. It's causing me heartache, I wish it would rain. Had a good time last night, just me and my friends. But here come the daylight, and now it's the end. Oh no.
Thank you.
Harrison added cowbell to Nilsson's Daybreak. Recorded at Trident, London, the track also features Peter Frampton, Klaus Voormann, and Gary Wright. X 10 years after Alvin Lee on his collaboration with Christian rocker Mylon Lefebvre, covering George's So Sad, Harrison provided acoustic and bass guitars and harmony vocals under the pseudonym Harry Georgeson. We're closing out the show, but not Harrison. More of George will continue next week with Monty Python's Life of Brian, a movie that wouldn't have been if it wasn't for George putting up the money after EMI backed out, prompting Python Eric Idle to say it's the most anyone's ever paid for a cinema ticket. The movie's closing bit, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, featured George on backing vocals. A radio edit version was prepared obscuring the naughty bits.
Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death.
Well, there's another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
You know, you come from nothing, you're going back to nothing. What you lost?
Always
nothing!
Look on the right side of life.
Nothing will come from nothing, you know what I say?
Always
cheer up, you old bugger. Come on, give us a quiz. There you are. See? The end of the film. Incidentally, this record's available
always
in the foyer.
Look on the right.
Some of us gotta live as well, you know. Alright, it's a lot. Let's get this place off there. Bernie, I said, I'll never make that money back.